Legal or not, Trump's decision to share sensitive information with Russian officials has the potential to severely affect relations with U.S. allies. The New York Times is reporting that one of those allies, Israel, is the original source of the classified material Trump shared. Earlier today, we spoke with Richard Nephew about all this. He's a former National Security Council and State Department official who's now at Columbia University.
And the United States has got a variety of different sharing arrangements with countries that can change depending on what is at issue. I mean, you could imagine intelligence sharing through NATO with NATO countries, given the closeness of our alliance there. And then, of course, there are ad hoc arrangements where you make a decision that you're going to share information on an episodic basis, all depending on mutual interests at the time. So we're heavily dependent on getting information, sharing analysis, comparing notes with our partners and allies. It's a source of strength and support for the United States.
Trump officials seem confident that this scuffle over the president sharing this sensitive intelligence with Russia won't affect America's intelligence sharing relationships with U.S. allies. Here's National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster earlier today.
No, I'm not concerned at all. That conversation was wholly appropriate to the conversation, and I think wholly appropriate what the expectations are of our intelligence partner.
What's interesting, Richard, is that we're already hearing about potential fallout. The AP reported today that a senior European intelligence official who went unnamed said his country might stop sharing information with the U.S. I mean, should we expect to see U.S. allies making those announcements publicly?
I wouldn't expect to see them publicly. The fact, actually, that one is prepared to make that kind of statement publicly is in and of itself a damaging sign of how deeply this leak, this release of information to Russia has potentially damaged our intelligence sharing. I mean, candidly, I think that the bigger issue is that they may decide to continue formal intelligence sharing arrangements. They may continue to share low-level information. But, you have to consider if you've got the good stuff, information that was very difficult to acquire, very sensitive, potentially involving sources who have put their lives at risk, are you going to risk that information to share with the United States now? And I think it's going to lead a number of our partners and allies to ask themselves that question, which is dangerous in its own right, and then make the decision maybe not to withhold all forms of intelligence cooperation, but the most vital, the most sensitive intelligence. And that, after all, can be the most damaging thing at all to lose.
What's at stake for the U.S. and its allies if intelligence sharing drops off?
Well, I think the first and most direct impact is that we lose the ability to tap into the expertise, the resources, and the analysis of our partners and allies who might just simply know more about a particular issue or have greater insight into a particular country. And that leaves us blind. It leaves us blind from a policy perspective. We can't accurately determine what policies we should take if we don't know what we don't know. But then we've also, of course, got the more immediate security risks, where because of, you have to almost say, inadvertent release of information to a potential hostile country, that you have the inability to learn about emergent threats, problems that are coming across the transom that governments need to deal with. And I think third, of course, you lose the potential for intelligence on Russia directly. And I think this is something we're not spending enough time talking about, but even if partners and allies are prepared to share with us information about general threats, the fact that Trump in his very first meeting with Lavrov sitting there in the Oval Office felt obliged to share very sensitive intelligence with the Russians means if I were a foreign intelligence service, I wouldn't share anything I knew about Russia, certainly nothing very sensitive, without thinking it through very carefully about what might come out the next time they're in the Oval Office.
Do you see any scenario where it might be legitimate and appropriate for the U.S. to share classified information with Russian officials in this way? I mean, as President Trump said, he's claiming he was trying to get Russia to, quote, greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism.
Absolutely. Look, I have personally secured the intelligence community's permission to release intelligence to Russia. I've done it multiple times throughout my career. But the key issue is I did it the right way. I went through the process that exists to request release from the intelligence community, which includes itself a request to release intelligence from the partner services. That all happens, behind the curtain. And it's really, it's a normal part of doing government, but you have to do it the right way. And I think what's most disturbing about this incident is it appears as if there was no forethought at all, that there was just a decision on the spur of the moment to share very sensitive information with a potentially hostile government without even asking for permission. And it's that kind of lack of process, lack of respect for the equities of the intelligence agencies at risk, that I think is the most damaging here.
Richard Nephew served in the National Security Council and State Department during the Obama administration. He's now a researcher and professor at Columbia University. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.